Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Nothing hidden about what's on the agenda for today, because today is New Year's Eve, Thursday the 31st of December. Kiss this year.
No, that's not a big enough kiss. What do you think, Victoria? You better kiss her?
Yeah, maybe.
You know what is better? You know what will be better? I got something better. The good old American salute. Can you hear that? Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Heard it. Okay. Love it.
There it is. Okay, well, raise the right finger to this year. Any or all of those things would be extremely relevant and applicable. New Year's Eve, final day. This is the Gregorian calendar. You know that. That's what we call the year of our Lord. Anno Domini, all the things that are used to attribute the year 2020 is otherwise irrelevant. The Chinese year, I think it's 5731 or something like that. And in the Muslim religion, there's another year for it. But it's all, you know, what's it relate to? That's in your life, if you are a follower or a believer in all of the things that the various churches have put together, it's a convenient measure. It's much easier than if we take the actual year of the origin of the earth. Like, how could it be? How would you like to say, hell, it's December 31st, 5,332,485,213. That's a little cumbersome, right? I mean,
maybe someday that will be the accurate count. I don't know. I don't know if the planet will last that long, but
yeah, right. Well, the planet will probably last a good deal longer than the human occupation of it at the rate that we're going. Anyway, so back to the Gregorian calendar, the official global standard. Because, again, there were lots of different and diverse calendars that track what is essence. What's really fascinating about time is that it has worked out. This is the, in a spiritual sense, Victoria, the coming together of all of the things that have made it work, like the moon functions around the earth in an elliptical orbit that lasts 28 and a quarter days. And the earth goes around the sun in 365-day units. And the earth spins on its axis in exactly a 24-hour, I think it's actually 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 92.92 seconds, or something like that. Because we have to make up a second every, how many years? The atomic clock has to make up a second someplace here and there. But anyway, the perfection of how everything functions. And then when you think about the planet and how it survives, water and air and things that grow, including all of the species that are on the planet and the human, we just analyze our body and how it works, the heart, the brain, everything that functions as well as it does. I think I said yesterday that we are actually built, according to most people who studied the body, the human body, we could live, if we didn't do such stupid stuff to ourselves, 140, 150 years. Now, it seems hard to imagine that there's that much in our body, but there is. But we smoke and we drink and we eat ice cream and we drive cars too fast and, you know, the other things that happen. Anyway, the Gregorian calendar we use today came from the Pope, Pope Gregory VIII, back in 1582. The Gregorian calendar, based on the solar year, and replaced the Roman calendar, which was done when Caesar was the ruler. Remember, the fact that we have the month of July and August came from the two Caesars, Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar. That's why they were 10 months before that, and they, in their ego, figured out how to. Yeah, I don't know how it worked in 10 months. If you have 60 days and you divide it in 10 segments, there were 6 extra days. So the original average of 30 anyway. What's the old expression? 30 days, half September, April, May, and November. All the rest have 31 in kind, except leap year, which has 29. Did you learn that when you were in the fourth grade?
Yeah, except the last line was just February has 28. I've never heard the leap year line, but it makes more sense.
Yeah, anyway, I'm glad to say things that make sense. Thank you very much. Anyway, so it's New Year's Eve, and we have a little regalia. Most people are not doing much for New Year's Eve. I may go to a movie tonight like I do from time to time, and that's about it. And tomorrow, it's a great day on the farm because everybody works tomorrow. New Year's Eve or New Year's Day isn't like Christmas Day. And we have a great expedition on the farm. The piles of manure everywhere are going to get spread tomorrow. That'll be the big day. That's how we start the new year on the farm. How are you going to start the new year, Victoria?
We're not doing anything with manure.
Yeah.
No. I don't know what we're doing. Probably just sleeping in and then just enjoying some time off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad thing. That's a lot of people are going to be doing time off from things like talking about who is a loser and who's a winner, and these people who are trying to delay affirming Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. Interesting exercise, whether any of the hardcore in the Congress and in the Senate want to try to change the whatever. Change the outcome. It's inevitable, though I think there are plenty of votes there to make sure that what McConnell has told the Republicans not to do this, and so they're not paying any attention to him.
Well, it's only one guy right now. It's just the Republican senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley. He's the one who started it. Other people may join the bandwagon, but it seems to be a pretty unpopular thing to do.
Well, but it's playing to the hardcore base. If in the districts that these people serve, there's a big Trump, you know, there's a big Trump movement.
Yeah.
But I think Trump himself has even given up, right? Or there's some lawsuit still, though. Isn't there a lawsuit in one state trying to kick the can down the road?
Yeah, I don't know. There were so many, and they all got rejected, so I'm not sure. So this was his, essentially, the final strategy was to try to get Congress to overturn the election results because the courts have just largely rejected all of this, and so nothing will change the outcome legally. So Congress would be the very last stop before they certify the election on January 6th. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, there are protests planned, and it'll still start the year in a tumultuous way.
A black eye, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's unfortunate, but
it is. That's what America is about. Interesting, in that wrinkle department, I thought it was interesting that Walmart apologized for a tweet that, did you see that?
No.
There's a big Twitter thing, boycott Walmart because of this is Senator Hawley again. And Walmart, for some reason or another, got into the fray. And there was something that came from the Home Office that suggested that Hawley was a sore loser and that he ought to kind of smarten up. And then the Twitter went nuts with the supporters, you know, saying, boycott Walmart, stay out of Walmart, don't ever go to Walmart again.
That's their shopping
their base. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
So that's really weird.
Yeah, it is. Well, maybe they're thinking
of... Look, Walmart, however, you know, there are a lot of Republicans who feel like this is just, you know, Mitch McConnell being at the top of the food chain there, that just feel like it's time to move forward. You know, there are a lot of, and the two running in Georgia, they both, now they're on the bandwagon of $2,000 stimulus checks. I mean, they're running for election next Tuesday. So, you know, it's interesting how many people are now coming out, you know, not afraid of, you know, the wrath of Trump, and they just want to move forward, and they don't feel like they have to answer to him anymore. So we're kind of seeing, you know, true strikes from a lot of people.
The reality is that Trump has lost. It'd be interesting to see how the next 4 years go. I'm not going to look into a crystal ball, but I think that his time has come and gone. He's done what he wanted to do or needed to do. He said he had more to do.
He's going to move into a very, very cushy private life.
Very, much more lucrative.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Much more lucrative than where he came from.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe then he'll be happy to show his tax returns.
Yeah.
So he'll be paying a lot more than $175.
So speaking of Mitch McConnell, in a moment or two, let's review the battle over the stimulus checks and see who's coming out on top there. See if the American public is going to come out on top, as it were. 16 after the hour on the Thursday, December 31st, last program of the year, the DJP program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer back on Monday. I hope that she's been using her Navage because she was in the studio with the Dr. Drew in her local program in Los Angeles last week, and he's got it. So hopefully Jennifer is cleaning her nose. I haven't heard boo from her. I sent her a couple notes. Did you hear anything from her?
Nothing.
Not a word. She does. Yeah, disappeared. Nah, she would have. She just said something one way or another.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick and loans, internal data, license fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Keep a letter, license in all 50 states, and analysts can see your access to that perfect 30.
When we think of sommeliers, we naturally think of wine, right? Well, not so fast. Did you know there are sommeliers for milk, salt, mustard, and even chocolate? Thanks to endless food shows, off-the-wall cookbooks, celebrity chefs, and Google, of course, meals have become so imaginative that wine pairing can be as daunting as it is delightful. And that's one of the best reasons to make Total Wine & More an essential part of your culinary adventures. With more than 8,000 wines from every corner of the world to choose from, Total Wine & More can make mealtime magical. And no matter how exotic or off the wall your meal may be, your Total Wine expert is all about finding the perfect match. But if you just want a little inspiration without leaving home, you can log on to TotalWine.com for awesome food pairings, enticing discoveries, and online ordering. There's a world of wine in store at Total Wine & More.
All right, so this battle over the stimulus checks, it seems to be coming down to Bernie versus Mitch, the $2,000 thing, and now it looks like the EU will end and there won't be any passage because Mitch says no to a standalone bill or a vote anyway, and Bernie Sanders, they've been shooting sort of verbal bullets at each other for a while.
Bernie says that he's not going to vote on the override vote of Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. Bernie's holding that up, and Mitch is holding up the other thing. So they're basically at an impasse. But I did think it was funny that Mitch McConnell said that Bernie was the junior senator from Vermont. I don't know how he's a junior after all these years, but okay.
Right. 21 after the hour, DJV time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's now 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Happy New Year, everybody. There are a lot of things going on people in terms of trending items, which is what we started to do at 23 after each hour. I guess the first one is the passing of Joe Clark, Victoria, mm-hmm. who inspired the movie Lean on Me. High school principal, I remember this movie. I remember this guy. He was the principal of Eastside High School in Paterson, New Jersey. And is his name still alive in New Jersey, where you live there and probably hear some of the folklore about his approach, pretty heavy on discipline. He actually expelled 300 students for fighting, for vandalism, for abuse of teachers, drug possession, that kind of stuff. He used to go through the hallways with a bullhorn and a baseball bat. And that's what that was what the movie was about. He published a book called Laying Down the Law about his strategy at the high school. He was a resident of South Orange, New Jersey, moved to retire down to Florida. He was at home surrounded by family when he passed away. He'd been sick for quite a while. He's only 82. That's not really that old, but he was a tough man, a tough cookie.
No, but the saddest, like the movie, Morgan Freeman was amazing in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him in his real life, but I don't know when he retired, but I certainly know of him from the movie.
Yeah.
It's an interesting, I don't know if anyone, I think, I don't know if other, you know, principals followed in his footsteps and had that same approach. I'm not sure.
The guy where I went to high school, Framingham South High School, we call him Rotten Ralph. Name was Ralph Martins, and he was pretty much the same in the 1960s. I was in high school from 1960 to 1964, and he was the guy. You didn't mess around with Ralph. You saw him coming, you turned around and ran the other way. That's right. He had the nickname of Rotten Ralph. I just remember that. See, I remember a kid on the bus who we used to have, the patrolman, Officer Mahoney, whose wife was my third grade teacher? Yeah, I think she was my third. She was second or third grade teacher, Alice Mahoney. And so Walter Mahoney was the the police officer for the school. And we'd, you know, at the end of the day, when the buses would leave the yard at 3 o'clock or whatever it was, this kid, Peter Olson, used to open up the window of the bus and yell out the window, "What's a penny made out of? Dirty copper," and then he'd spit on him. Oh. So one day the bus driver just stopped the bus. Mahoney came over and got this kid, brought him into school, and whatever he did, I don't know what Rotten Ralph did to him, but the kid sat and never, there was never another word from that kid in school, on the bus, anywhere. So that was the legacy, I guess, of Joe Clark. What makes me sad is Dawn Wells has passed away. This is really trending all over the place. She had COVID. She's only 82. I interviewed her a couple of times. I actually thought she was really worth chasing around, if that isn't too crude.
Oh, God.
She was
Did
really,
you try?
Well, she and I flirted each time that we talked to each other. She played Marianne Summers. Remember Tina Louise, who played Ginger Grant on Gilligan's Island, said, quote, "I was sad to learn Dawn's passing. We shared in creating a cultural landmark." It certainly was. Gilligan's Island was something. I mean, you're probably too young to remember.
No,
much
it was in Replays when
in
I was
Replays.
A kid.
Yeah,
yeah, it was on, yeah. I don't know if it was Nick at Night, but it was something as a repackage of all those black and white sitcoms.
I
loved Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Oh, really, my gosh, I loved it.
She was in a lot of different shows, too, afterwards. Maverick, Bonanza, Joey Bishop, Sunset Strip, Hawaiian Eye. She was, she beat out 350 other actresses to get the role that she was in. She was born in Reno and represented her state in the Miss America pageant back in 1959. So the passing, she was in a number of motion pictures along with 150 different TV shows. She was off Broadway, on Broadway. So Marianne Dawn Wells has passed away at the age of 82. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet guardians would like to introduce a second pet into their home. They're just not aware of how to do it properly. The first and most important thing you need to do is always make sure that pet number one and pet number two have been to the veterinarian or up to date on their vaccinations. If at all possible, try to familiarize pet number one with the smell of pet number two and vice versa by using a stuffed animal and bringing the scent around. Also, if you're particularly concerned about your pet's reaction, make sure you introduce them on neutral territory. This way, there's no possessiveness. And very often there's battles over food when you bring a new pet into the household. My recommendation is definitely to feed each dog out of two dishes. This way you'll find that they'll be less possessive over their dishes as well. And make sure you spend plenty of time introducing them to people. Lots of times friends come over and they want to bypass the older pet for that new puppy or that new kitten. Make them stop. Make them play with the older pet first. This way when they leave, everyone in the entire family can sit down and get along with each other. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America in paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Washington Post on Sunday released audio of a Saturday phone call between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which the two can be heard discussing election results. Trump laid out numerous examples of double voting, dead people voting, and suitcases full of ballots under tables being counted after observers were told to leave. Mr. Raffensperger later tweeted, "Respectfully, Mr. President, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." House Democrats rallied Sunday to elect Representative Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, as Speaker in the 117th Congress, her fourth term at the top of the chamber. The 216-209 vote was closer than most expected.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry Marsden, lead singer of the 1960s British rock band Jerry and the Pacemakers, died Sunday of a heart infection at the age of 78. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All 32 teams played Sunday in the National Football League, the final week of the regular season. We now have a playoff picture and who's in the hunt for the Lombardi Trophy. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
The matchups are set for the first weekend of the NFL playoffs. With each conference having an additional team participating, next weekend we'll see six wildcard games. On Saturday, the Indianapolis Colts will take on the Buffalo Bills. The LA Rams head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. And the Washington football team will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On Sunday, the Tennessee Titans welcome the Baltimore Ravens in a rematch from last season's divisional round. The Chicago Bears take on the New Orleans Saints, and the Cleveland Browns will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in a rematch from their Week 17 game that saw the Browns clinch their first playoff berth in 18 seasons. The Kansas City Chiefs and Green Bay Packers received first-round byes as the top seeds in the AFC and NFC, respectively. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Now that the holidays are officially over, John Clemens has more on getting mentally ready for 2021.
Jerry Weiss-Corvelli of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you doing for New Year's Eve? Is the question of the day. This is the DJV Daily Program. Jennifer Horn off this week, back in the Monday slot. It's Victoria Keelan and Doug who have the opportunity, the honor of working out the last day of the year with you. And one of the things that people are looking at is this ball. There are, you know, not only New York, but there are a lot of cities around the country, Victoria, that traditionally ring in the new year, dropping these big objects that have some local significance. So a lot of people will be witnessing all these different traditions on television because everybody's staying home, right? Nobody's going to parties. Well, yeah.
I'm betting
you
there's some jerks
going to parties somewhere. They'll be going to parties. But. So anyway, there are a number of drops. Let's see what we can watch here. The fiberglass fish named Wally the Walleye that resides in Port Clinton, Ohio, not far from where I went to school at Heidelberg. That traditionally drops on New Year's Eve, but it's not going to stop this celebration. Walleyes are the fish in Lake Erie that are most popular. A lot of people, they're all over the Great Lakes, actually. A lot of fishermen like them. Let's see here. The drop will be held virtually on the Wiley Walleye YouTube Excuse me. Wally the Walleye has a YouTube page, folks. You can watch him drop or it drop. Fish are not, there's no such thing as a male fish or a female fish, right? No, there are, because female fish lay the eggs, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So, do they copulate? They must, somehow or other.
I think it's just a fertilization.
Really? You don't want
I don't know about or. Fish mating. I really don't know. I that would be my guess.
Fish mating. Really? You want to do some research on that?
Not really. Not really.
All right. So now let's move to the town of Burgaw, North Carolina. The North Carolina Blueberry Festival is held there every year. Once again, they will welcome the new year by dropping a giant blueberry. How about that? I've never seen that. I want to see that. Can
no,
we see that on
that.
YouTube?
Yep. Yeah, all this stuff YouTube. Is online. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's a 6-foot-tall metal pine cone that will be illuminated with lots of LED lights that will come down from the Weatherford Hotel in Flagstaff, Arizona tonight. You can watch that at pinecone drop.com. Let's see. Let's go to Wisconsin now, Plymouth, Wisconsin, home of Sartori Cheese. And they have a cheese drop that will go.
I saw a picture of this one. This is funny. This is a giant wedge
of
cheese that comes down. Yeah.
That's where the cheese heads. That's Wisconsin is where the cheese heads are, right? Cheese heads, cheese hats, what do they call them? The cheese,
those are the
Green Bay, what do they call
the
people?
The Green Bay Packers are the cheese heads, right?
Cheese heads, yeah, I think that's right. And then let's see here, Plymouth is the cheese capital of the world, Plymouth, Wisconsin, so that's where they're going to drop the wedge. It's Bella Vitano Gold, that's what the cheese is called. Have you ever had that? Bella Vitano
Gold? I
think
I have, actually, yeah. It sounds really familiar. I don't remember. I'm sure it is. I love all cheese.
All right, so I want to know,
a cheese
then,
snob.
Where can I go to watch the American cheese ball drop? Because I don't like any of these other cheeses. I just like American cheese. So
which
can we get
cheese,
there someplace?
So, yeah. I love reminding you that it's not cheese. American cheese, by definition, only has to be 50% cheese.
Right. So the rest of it is
maybe
all.
For 2021 you should start eating real cheese.
You know, I have those.
Goal.
I've sworn off of a friend of mine who's very sensitive. Did a little test on my body and said that I should not be eating cheese at all. I've been doing some of Jack's or Mary's milkshakes with really good. I found some really good milk, and so I'm doing that.
Are you lactose intolerant at all?
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
that's
why raw milk has been so important to me.
Right,
and good ice cream and things like that. So that's been something that has. Saved me a bit from perhaps being heavier than I am. I'm not heavy, but I
might be. Well, a good friend of mine is lactose intolerant, and she can only have goat cheese or like goat's milk yogurt.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because everything else is just really, really bad for her and very hard for her to digest.
Uh huh. Alex Trebek's Final Jeopardy is going to be on. I've been watching Jeopardy just because I knew it was the end of him and the show. They've been playing shows from the 1990s and 2000. They've been sort of, and at the end of them, they have a tribute in honor of Alex Trebek. And I'm trying to remember, in memoriam, Alex Trebek, a great friend, and something else it says at the end that really is a very concise tribute to the man that made that show what it was. So his final episodes will be on next week. The new episode's taped the last week of October, just before, when did he die? The first week of November, didn't he? I think second week of November, seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's a special episode that is a tribute to Trebek. He did 8,000 episodes of Jeopardy. He was hired by Merv Griffin. Merv Griffin saw him and said, yep, okay, you're it. 1994. I'm sorry, 1984. It was 1984. So that's 36 years. And if you look at some of the early shows and look at them in the last year or so, wow, the hairdo was really something kind of cool.
Our friend was a contestant on Jeopardy before the pandemic happened. And
really?
He said that, he said Alex Trebek was every single thing that he ever dreamed he would be. He was so sweet and just took the time to really talk to everybody, and he was funny and smart, and our friend got a picture with him, and he just said it was just such a surreal experience, because our friend Matt has just been a huge Jeopardy fan ever since he was a little kid. So it's kind of like meeting his hero. And he said he was just so blessed that he got to actually interact with him this year, you know, before everything happened, before the pandemic, and then, of course, before his illness, you know, was really, really at the end. But, it's so wonderful to hear how many great stories people have about him. And isn't that, like, the best legacy you could leave? You know,
Super-duper.
Everybody felt so special in his presence, and I think that's
about
incredible.
That. I think that's a great lesson in all of our lives, that we think about what people think about us. Some people say, I don't give a damn what people think. Well, it isn't so much that. It's what are you leaving people to think about with regard to you? And so this guy...
I love that old saying. I don't know if Maya Angelou originated it, but she is certainly one of the people who perpetuated it. And she said, you know, people may not remember what you do in your life or who you were or how much money you made, but people will always remember how you made them feel.
Yep.
And so every single person that you interact with, everyone's going to always remember you by how you made them feel. And I think that's what Alex Trebek did. He made everybody feel like they were the only person in the room.
Super. Yeah. And the producer of the show, Mike Richards, said Trebek was exhausted during the last couple of weeks. But he said, you look at these shows and you'll think this guy's as healthy as he could be. He's not sick at all. That's the kind of willpower that Trebek had. He knew he was on his way out. And I guess maybe that think about how impressive that is. That the guy knew he only had days to live, and that he forced his way into into that mood or that mode. And they did actually pretty good, because when you're getting treated for cancer like that, you lose all your hair. And the hairpiece they gave him, I thought was fairly close to what his hair usually looked like, but you could tell he didn't fit in his suits. You know, I mean, the guy was emaciated, but what a wonderful, you're right, wonderful way. To fix, and his family apparently loved him. He was a lovable, likable guy. That's, again, that's what you want to be remembered for, I think, as much as anything else. There are a lot of people talking, and I'm sort of going back and forth here, the good, the bad, and the ugly. How many of you remember Samuel Little? Samuel Little, the man authorities say was the most prolific serial killer in the history of our country. He may have killed 80 or 90 people. He had heart trouble. And so I don't know, I guess because he's in California and they don't have the death penalty. That's the only reason he didn't get the electric chair or the death penalty. He'd been in and out of jail for years. He, in 2018, was interviewed by a Texas Ranger. And then that's when the whole list came out. Talked to him for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and this guy provided details of all the people, and he did horrible. I mean, so the die was cast for this guy when he went into jail, but he is just, what kind of a person does that? In a moment, what happens if you live in Florida to your plans for having a vaccine shot? Vaccine? How about do I call it a vaccination? Well, that's a vaccine shot is a vaccination, right? If you live in Florida, pretty interesting what the routine down there will be.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, waiting fees may apply, call for cost information and conditions, equal letter, license, and all 50 states, and LS, consumer access.org, and 4330.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Healthcare Now. I'm Brian Osuch. Smokers hoping to find success when quitting are urged to follow FDA-approved label recommendations when using therapeutic nicotine. A study in the journal Addiction confirms the link between using enough therapeutic nicotine and success. Lead investigator and University of Pittsburgh professor Dr. Saul Schiffman explains.
Therapeutic nicotine can significantly improve a smoker's chances of quitting, but many people don't realize the importance of using enough medication each day. Analysis of over 1,000 smokers using Commit Lozenge found that those who used enough medication each day increased their odds of quitting by 60% compared to those who used less. Quitting smoking can be difficult, but using therapeutic nicotine and using enough of it can substantially increase a smoker's ability to quit.
Smokers interested in learning more about quitting successfully should visit www.commitlozenge.com. That's Healthcare Now from Commit Lozenge. I'm Brian Osuch.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
DJV Show, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan. If you're in Florida, you can get the vaccine in, this is the first, all the states are supposed to have a plan. Here in Massachusetts, they don't have a plan, and everybody's yelling and screaming at the governor, local officials, state officials. I don't know what they're waiting for, but anyway, if you're going to get vaccinated down there, the county-by-county plan is to vaccinate the elderly, because there are a limited number of doses there, there are lots of lines at the vaccination sites. So it is, and I don't know how else, I mean, first come, first serve in a sense, but don't, in some of the states, don't they, like in New Jersey, don't they give you a number or show up at 10 o'clock or something to get your shot, or is everybody standing in line there too?
No, there are no lines right now because they're doing frontline workers and they're doing long-term care facility. Whether you work in a long-term care facility or if you're a patient there or a resident, those are the people getting the shots right now. In Florida, what's weird is that there are people. I read lots of different press interviews with people online,
yeah.
And they're like regular, normal, healthy people. I don't know how you can, in good conscience, step in front of other people in the line like that. But that's the problem. There's no organization. It's a total free-for-all.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Yeah,
I hope it doesn't happen like that to other states.
Take a deep breath. Hubba hubba. Happy New Year. It's 10 before the hour.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Three after the hour now, it's Tech Talk time, and the review that we do every week of the top five technology items, according to the the watchful eye of Victoria Cuban. All right, so let's get at it. Counting down from five to number one. At number five, the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mm-hmm. So the computer repair shop owner who was cited in the controversial New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop, he's suing Twitter for defamation, claiming that their content moderation choices falsely labeled him as a hacker. However, he kind of did hack into the laptop, so I'm not really sure how he's going to, if he's going to win this case. Yeah. He was actually not labeled a hacker by Twitter. The story was labeled as containing material that had been hacked, which is absolutely true and very provable if this ends up going to court. But the larger issue, I think, that came up after, as this lawsuit went public this week, a lot of people were really still wondering about the authenticity of those emails, because we haven't really heard anything in terms of a follow-up. The FBI is apparently doing an investigation, but we haven't heard anything more. But the real sticking point will be that the metadata, which is like the individual fingerprint of every email, there's no metadata, there's nothing that's traceable, there's no time and date that the emails were created, so it's very easy to assume that they're just fake. And so we don't know, and I'm not speculating, but without metadata, data, there's no way to ever authenticate those emails. So we'll see where his lawsuit goes and where the entire case goes. It's sort of moving into the new year.
I was going to say, take a rest, fella. See you later. Number four is a Zoomer.
Yep, the video conferencing platform Zoom has had pretty much a blockbuster year. The stock price went up more than 500% this year because of this unprecedented surge in remote work and remote schoolwork for kids. So now Zoom is looking to see what the trends will be for 2021. It's a pretty safe bet that if you're in one of the states that was really hit hard by COVID, you probably will be working from home for the first half of the year. And so Zoom is now looking to really compete with Microsoft's Office 365 platform and Google's Workspace bundle. So they're going to look into offering calendar updates and bookings, email, video conferencing products, things like that. So look for Zoom in 2021 to probably even increase their market share.
All right. Number three is a focus on what the FAA has done regarding drones.
Yep, and so moving into the next few years, the FAA has issued the single biggest set of changes to U.S. drone law since the agency first started taking an interest in this technology. With the proper license, you'll soon be able to fly at night and over crowds of people, but the biggest challenge is in 2023, it may be illegal for you to fly some drones at all unless you retrofit them with your own broadcasting equipment. And the reason for that is you need to always broadcast your location, meaning you, the drone pilot on the ground, your location must be very visible as well as the location of the drone. And this is for obvious reasons. Flying near airports, flying over crowds of people, anything can happen. Drones are they're so capable of being manipulated in so many ways. So I think that this is a good thing. I don't know why it's going to take two more years to do this, but I don't know that anyone except, malicious drone operators are upset by this. I think everyone else thinks it's a good thing.
That's an interesting category. Malicious drone operator.
Right. Meaning people who like spying on celebrities or other people in the backyard. You're not going to be able to do that anymore. So it's a good thing for privacy.
Number two, what sort of technology did we buy this past year?
Well, in terms of tracking our major purchases, we know that laptops were huge, anything that helps you work from home, home office stuff was huge, even online mattresses saw a huge boom in business because you couldn't really go into the store to try it out, so people started buying mattresses that give you the 30-night or 100-night guarantee. You can sleep on it and try it out. And so lots of kitchen appliances, basically everything that if you think about, everything that made our life at home more comfortable. And so it's not surprising when you take a look at the list, it kind of really shows what we were doing for the entire year, month by month. It's interesting.
All right, so counting down, I think it's appropriate for us, Victoria, to look at the tech winners and losers, what went up, what went down this past year.
Yeah, clear winners: Instacart, Amazon, online grocery delivery, Zoom, Slack, and Dropbox. Those are the clear winners. But for 63 million American workers, everyone worked at home. The internet became the number one source of your lifeline. And so the losers, though, is the technology for kids in school. The remote distance learning has just been really problematic
disaster.
In many ways. Yeah.
Yeah, real disaster. All right, there they are, the top five items from this past week, and I guess in a manner of speaking, items that refer to the past year. Here from the world of technology, Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.